are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Apologies out there to William. We tried to get to your call, but we couldn't get to all the calls out there. I apologize, but call in now at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Answering your medical questions, your comments. But today we are going to be discussing a few stories. Kevin Ware's horrific leg fracture. We're going to be talking about him. Apparently he is better, and I think he went through surgery pretty, I think he handled surgery pretty well. We also want to talk about ADD is on the rise. They're now saying 11% of school-age children, 11% have attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. That's a lot. We got too many of you guys addicted to your smartphones. There's always an argument to try to get people off that addiction. Meanwhile, speaking of addiction, we have Glee's Corey Monteith, the guy that plays Finn. He's going into rehab. He's dealing with his addictions. What is going on with all this addiction news? But very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. So new data reveals that 11%, we're talking 1 in 10 kids, age 4 through 17, have been diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. The statistics, I guess, came out from the CDC, said that even in high school, if you look at that population, 1 in 5. What is going on? All right. Now, ADHD. Basically, ADHD is where you have trouble paying attention. You get some compulsive or controlling impulsive behaviors. Sometimes you may daydream a lot. Sometimes you're easily distracted. Sometimes you forget things. You talk too much. Act, speak without thinking. Talk too much. Uh-oh. No, I do not have ADHD. You have trouble playing quietly. You're really noisy. You have to be the center of attention at all times. Having trouble taking turns. Again, that's me. Interrupting others. Fidgeting. Squirming. All right, now we've talked about ADHD. I think there's a little bit of over-diagnosis. But I think a lot of you out there do have some of this. I see you in my office. I listen to you on the radio. You're kind of fidgeting and squirming and not paying attention when I'm talking to you. Yeah, you could have a little attention deficit. That doesn't mean you got to be medicated. Okay, you guys heard about Lindsay Lohan? Lindsay Lohan, I guess, has to go back to rehab, but she's mad because they may not let her have her ADD medicines. So she's demanding they let her have her ADD medicines. Makes you wonder which came first, the ADD medicines or the other. So apparently there's three types of ADHD. You have the inattentive type, where you can't organize, you can't finish a task, you can't pay attention to details, you get distracted easily. This is what brings most of my adults in. They come in and they say, look, I popped my friend's Ritalin, I was able to pay attention, I was able to get through my day, I have ADHD. Okay? Then you have the predominantly hyperactive type. So the first one was the inattention. That's the attention deficit. Then you have the hyperactive. The hyperactive type is where you're fidgety, you talk a lot, you have a hard time sitting still, you're restless, etc. You may be more prone to accidents or injuries, you're fumbling around, you're just hyper. Okay? I've been accused of being hyper, but I'm not. Then you have the third type, which is the combination. The combination is where, you know, you just have both. You're a little bit more hyper and you don't pay attention. And they say boys are more likely to have the disorder than girls, but we're starting to see more of it than girls. But why so many? They say there may be a genetic link. They say it could be smoking during pregnancy, alcohol during pregnancy, premature delivery, low birth weight, environmental exposures. They say the American Psychiatric Association stated that in their DSM-4, which is the Bible of Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, it's the psychiatrist's Bible, they say 3 to 7% of school-age children have the disorder, but the CDC say not more. More do. They looked at data from February 2011 to 2012. All right? They say two-thirds of these 1 in 10 kids are taking medication. They're taking Ritalin. They're taking Adderall. So, you know, I bring up ADHD a lot on the show because it is a growing epidemic. And I watch television. I see what's going on television. I see what's happening. All right. You know, Family Guy, for example. All right. Family Guy, written by Seth MacFarlane. Okay. I think the show is hilarious. Racist, unfortunately, but it's hilarious. Now, when you watch a show like that, he needs to keep your attention up for a long time. Now, remember, or he needs to keep your attention up every few seconds. There has to be something going on that's funny. So almost the writers have to be ADD. Now, remember the Flintstones? You would watch them driving, and it was not that interesting, but it kept our attention back in the 70s watching the Flintstones or the 60s. Yet now, in the Family Guy, you have to have one of the characters. I don't watch it a lot, so I don't know the name of the characters. One is like Stewie. The dog, I think, is Brian. So they have to make a comment almost every 3-4 seconds. So your brain is continually being fed something you need to react to 3-4 seconds. Now, I'm not blaming the Family Guy for ADD, but I'm seeing what people are watching and why this is happening. I mean, look at Hell's Kitchen. You watch Hell's Kitchen, there's movement and different scenes. And I mean, remember in the old days, you'd watch a film and you would be sitting there watching the living room, watching the scene, and actors and actresses had to know more than one line because the film was rolling and you had a conversation. Now it's soundbite, 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 soundbite. And I think because of the stimuli that's hitting us, we get that way. And I told you, I think a lot of us are impatient, and the impatientness of us not having to wait to eat. We don't have to wait for our food to cook. We could microwave it. We could buy fast food. I had bought some frozen chicken piccata I was going to throw in the oven because I needed to make something quick. They had a microwave option. And I'm like, isn't this something that you just kind of want to bake in the oven for 40 minutes? No, there's a microwave oven, microwave option. We are too impatient. Texting, Facebooking, we don't have to wait. We take a picture. We don't have to wait for Photomat to develop it. So why are our kids ADHD? Why are we adults ADHD? Is there a better way to cure ADHD? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Through today only, emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries, or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off. Only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends today at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, the reason why we opened with the whole ADD story, and now it looks like 10% of our kids have ADHD, adults are having ADHD undiagnosed, and things are changing, is because it blends into a topic that we opened with in the first hour. And what prompted me to start this topic wasn't so much April Fool's and us being in a new month and, you know, my having to, you know, clean the house and do spring cleaning. It was this article right here that I haven't brought up yet, okay? This was the headline coming out of Daily Mail. Has feminism failed? 8 out of 10 married women still do more housework than their husbands. And 1 in 10 married men do an equal amount of chores in the home. Now, I'm looking at that headline and I'm like, give me a break. So what? Now it's taboo for women to do housework? It's going to be sexist if you live in a home where the woman is doing housework? I think things are starting to go a little bit overboard. And one reason why I brought that up is we were talking about this letter that a Princeton alum and parent had written for the Princeton newspaper to Princeton college women. And this letter to the Princeton college women was discussing how you may want to start looking for a husband now. while you are in this arena of there being a concentration of men that are quote-unquote worthy of you, all right, you may want to find a husband on college, on campus before you graduate. So here we have all this uproar that the Princeton alum mother is telling women to maybe find a husband while they're in college. You have this article going, oh my gosh, women are doing housework, oh, even more than men. And I just am starting to look at society, and I think we are shooting ourselves in our evolutionary foot, which is something I had started to go into depth in the first hour, okay? Now, what we were talking about is, for example, many of us are told as women, if you're able to go to college, go through college. Get that career started, go as far as you can, and then have children. Well, I can't tell you how many 38-year-olds are in my office bawling that they can't get pregnant because they're trying to start having a family at 38. Okay, again, an evolutionary problem. Now, mind you, I have a career. I went through college. I'm very, very blessed to be able to be the first one in my family to go through college. I was blessed, you know, but still, I was on the hunt for a husband. Even though I came from a family who was very adamant about me becoming independent first, I didn't want to be my own independent woman. I wanted to be married. I wanted to have kids. I wanted to take on my husband's name. I kind of still had that traditionalness because I just probably knew deep down that if I had chosen career first, I would probably never have kids. So my whole, if I could label my, you know, book was having my cake and eating it too. And that's what I did with the grace of God and with the grace of my husband and, you know, with, you know, sperm. I was able, I got married when I was in my fourth year medical school. I got pregnant during my third year residency. And then I got pregnant again during my second, third year of medical practice. And I was able to do both. Now, did I have my family? Did I do everything to the best of my ability? Oh, hell no. I think if I was a stay-home mom, I would have raised my kids a hell of a lot better. That's why I love our stay-home moms out there. For those of you that are choosing family first, God bless you. That's great. You know, you are me. I wanted my cake and ate it too. All right, so I had my kids at the office. I tried to do a nanny thing, tried to do the daycare thing. And, I mean, it worked until the kids got to school, but I have some regrets. I also have some regrets that I didn't have more kids than just the two. But for the most part, I was able to do the career, start the career, and do what I had to. Now, have I been able to compete with my male counterparts? Am I getting equal pay for what my male colleagues are doing? Well, no, I'm not because I'm working less. All right, my office is completely different than some of my male surgeon colleagues that are putting in 18-hour days. Now, I put in 18-plus-hour days, but it's not doing operations. It's not doing surgery. Ideally, I would have loved to become a surgeon, but instead, I ended up having a radio career, a career in entertainment, and a career where I had my own office, ran a medical clinic, and then took care of my kids. And I don't think I have to compete with men. I don't want to compete with men. I know I'm not getting paid the same as them. Now, mind you, should women and men doing the exact same job for the exact amount of time, should you get equal pay? Absolutely. I am for that. But this idea that we are going to be sexist, if we bring up the idea of women looking for their family before they lose their childbearing years, I think is ridiculous. I think we need to start, you know, redefining our freedom of speech and allowing us to discuss what is in our evolutionary best interest. If this Princeton mom wants to bring up to these college girls, you may want to think about finding your mate now than out of school. Why should she be crucified publicly? Okay, you know, don't we have freedom of speech? Doesn't she have an opinion? Aren't there opinion pieces in newspapers? Aren't there blogs? You know, why are people ridiculing this woman? Maybe it could seem a little outdated to some, but I see her point. When we talked about dating websites, it sounds like you guys are having a hell of a time finding people to date, right? After you leave school, after you've been in the dating scene for a while, it's more difficult. Yet the college years seem to be the easiest to find a husband. Luckily, I found my husband during the college years. And I've said that time and time again. So if a mom is saying, look, you know, if you're going to be looking for a husband, you may want to look now while you have a bigger pool of people. I mean, is that so bad to say? Why is that being sexist? So then here's this article complaining about women. Well, I don't know if it's complaining, but how 8 of 10 married women still do more housework than their husbands. When were men supposed to do equal amounts of housework to the woman? I don't get that. See, to me, my husband does so much more around the house than I do because he's the one that can lift. He's the one that climbs ladders. He's the one that works in the garage. He's the one that kills the spider. He's the one that cleans up the dog poop. So compared to me, I mean, my husband is already doing so much more. You think I'm going to make him do the dishes? He still does do more dishes than I. Lately, I've been working so much. He's been helping around the house even more. He's been amazing. But I don't understand that. 8 out of 10 married women still do more housework than their husbands, according to a research think tank institute, Public Policy Research, while just 1 in 10 married men do an equal amount. All right? When did we become a society where men and women have to be equal in terms of housework? I don't get that. There's some things my man has to do because he is the one with the muscle mass. He's the one with the height. Me, I like tedious jobs. I like to sew buttons. I like to sew the kids' hole in their crotch, and I'm still confused why they keep ripping them, you know, the pants and the crotch. I don't know what they do on the playground. All right? I like clipping the toenails. I like scrubbing the kids' faces and cleaning out their toothbrushes. I like cleaning my kids' retainer. I like cleaning the cat's potty box. I like making sure the toilets are clean and doing laundry. Does that mean my husband is sexist and we have a... No, it doesn't. And I don't understand. Why does there have to be this push? Are we supposed to be a society later where nobody can even say woman versus man? We all have to be its? Come on, for crying out loud. Women can have babies. And talking about women giving birth or talking about women nesting should not be considered taboo or something that would wreck somebody's career. You know, women in business, some of the reason why women in business are so successful is because they are a woman. That there's something they bring to the table that a man doesn't. We are all unique. You know, and the idea that we have to conform because something may not be politically correct may be, again, shooting ourselves in the evolutionary foot. If a girl wants to meet a husband in college and maybe start her family before her career, then that should be her decision. Why are we trying to make these girls think no? They need to have their career first so they could compete with a man, and then baby comes later. Why do we have so many autistic children? It's not because of vaccines. Is it because we're waiting to have our babies too old? You know, let's stop for a second and look at what we're doing to ourselves evolutionary. And if some traditional values come into play, don't or become surfaced in a conversation, don't crucify anybody who brings it up. We have freedom of speech. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy. U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. Made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House No. 10 cans, April 2nd through the 8th, with free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, we were going to be talking about things you can maybe naturally do to help ADD, and the reason why we brought that up is last hour we got an email, Paul from Knoxville. I think I have ADHD, and I don't want to go to the doctor. I don't have insurance. What can I do naturally to fight my inattentiveness? So, again, you know, having ADHD, psychologically diagnosed ADHD versus inattentiveness. Let's just quickly talk about us not paying attention. Now, how many of you, while listening to the Dr. Dahlia Show, started to not pay attention? Okay, I'd probably say 90% of you. All right, and it's not because you guys have clinically diagnosable ADHD. It's because I brought up a word, some sort of a red flag word or buzzword or hot topic, whatever, that caused you to lead astray and start thinking down another path with your thoughts. Okay, that is very common. okay? When we were talking about in the first hour, visceral pain, and we were talking about how abdominal pain can cause nerve pain that extends towards the back, etc., versus if you hurt your toe or your penis, that is more of a localized pain because it's not a deep visceral organ. It's an outside organ. I know as soon as I said penis, some of you start to, you know, go off and think about other things. Okay? That's what happens. And I need to, as a radio host, be very careful because I need to make sure I keep you guys on topic. I can't have you start thinking about something else and then going, oh, well, you know, Dahlia said the P word. Now I got to go to the bathroom. I got to go pee. Bye. See you. And I lose you as a listener. So, it's very, 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 very common for that to happen. And marketers and advertisers know how to zero in on that too. They know how to come up with a tune or come up with a jingle or come up with a catchphrase, something so that it causes you to stick to the message, finish out the commercial, etc. So, you know, we've known how the mind has worked all these years and, you know, for centuries. We know what has to happen. I mean, that's why colors started to come out and be more vibrant. It caught the eye, smells, perfumes, you know. I mean, there's a way to manipulate the human. And we know how to manipulate the human in marketing. Because we figure out what attracts them. We figure out what colors are strong to them, what is attractive to them, and you're able then to manipulate them in a marketing campaign. It's all about manipulation. With radio, it's not about manipulation. It's more about me talking, you listening. But still, I have to make sure you're going to listen. You know, I got to come up with teasers. I have to make sure my information is interesting enough. I can't just talk about what I want to talk about. If I want to complain about my mother or my mother-in-law, you aren't going to want to listen to that. I got to come up with something that interests you. Well, a lot of you do start to lose attention, attentiveness, and you stop paying attention. And I would say 90% of you at one point or another has been accused of having attention deficit disorder. Maybe not hyperactivity, but attention deficit disorder. Your wife probably yelled at you because you weren't paying attention, right? Your wife probably yelled at you. I know I yell at my kids all the time. I'm like, do I got to put you on Ritalin? You're not paying attention to me? What the blah? You know, and I start yelling and cussing. All right. Why do people not pay attention? Is it your fault for not paying attention, or is it the speaker's fault? Now, one thing I have discussed when I go to radio conferences is I keep reminding other hosts, okay, and I would love to do a training seminar for them if I ever, you know, am appreciated in the field to the point where they would allow me that much time to talk at one of these conferences, but how to approach a listener that doesn't pay attention. What do you need to do every 3 seconds, 5 seconds, 10 seconds, minute to make sure you're keeping that listener? Now, this topic is usually brought up at these radio meetings, but nobody's attacking it from a true psychological ADHD method. But like we talked about in the previous show, watch Family Guy, watch Simpsons, watch SpongeBob. These guys have it down to a T. How to keep your interest every 2 to 3 seconds. Because if something is boring, you will tune out. The reason why American Idol is starting to have problems is the songs are a minute and a half. If you don't like the minute and a half, you tune out and you quit. Whereas The Voice has it figured out a little bit. While somebody's singing, they have you look at the judges, hear what the judges are saying to each other. So you're sitting there looking and you're picking up on so much every few minutes or every few seconds. That is an approach that we in the marketing, entertainment industry, the teaching industry are going to have to figure out how to keep your attention every few minutes. Now, for some of us, we want a bucket, all right? And I could see why. Why the hell do we want to cater to this ADD world that we're in? I mean, look at smartphones, okay? So we have another headline saying that you guys are checking your smartphone maybe, I don't know how many times a minute, but they say 14 times a day you're checking Facebook. Just Facebook. You're checking your Facebook 14 times a day. Now, that's true. I probably go on Facebook 14 times a day, but again, I use my Facebook for work. All right? But what about those of us that check our messages and check our texts? We're probably every 5 minutes checking it at least once. Well, is that our society or is that ADD? And we need to figure this out, because if you guys think you're ADD, you're going to the doctor and asking for ADD medicines. Well, remember when some of our ADHD medicines were on back order and in short supply? It's because some of you who never really needed to take it were on it. And those people that really need to take it, like Lindsay Lohan says she really needs to take it, couldn't get people like her. Lindsay Lohan couldn't get her medicine. So I want to make sure that whoever is really going to commit themselves to a sympathomimetic, to a stimulant for long term, because they have ADHD, really, truly, by the love of the Lord, really needs it. Because if you guys are taking these medications because you're not paying attention or you're getting bored, that's not what these medicines are for. And I think we are over-treating boredom. Our world today is all about anti-boredom. It's about the Facebook. It's about the smartphone. It's about all the TV choices. It's about the movies. It's about the internet. It's all about keeping you from being bored. What is wrong with being bored? If you think about it now, you're never bored. You know, when I have to wait for the doctor, I could be on my phone playing a game. I don't have to be bored. Well, why not? Why can't you just sit and stew for a little bit? What is wrong with thinking? What is wrong with creating? What is wrong with memory? Did it ever occur to you that maybe the reason why we are having more and more dementia is because we aren't forced to sit there and think? We're not thinking. I don't sit and think and create like I used to, because if I'm bored or if I have 5 minutes, I immediately go and chase my Facebook and Twitter. Maybe I should be thinking. Maybe I should be reflecting. You know, and somebody like, oh, Dr. Dahlia, are you going to now tell us to meditate? Well, why not? Okay, we're talking about treatments for attention deficit or inattentiveness. And you're at the point now where your family is telling you they'll divorce you and leave you if you don't go on medication. Maybe you need to relax. Maybe you need to meditate. Maybe you need to have an electronic free time in your house. Maybe 10, 15 minutes, no electronics. You're going to shut your phone off. Take a bath. Take a bath. I know many of you Facebook while you're in the tub. I know, because you end up telling me you dropped your phone in the tub. No, why don't you? I mean, my electronic free time is the shower. I'll take a 15-minute hot shower. No Facebook, no tweeting, no emails, no telephone, no television. Unfortunately, no kids. There's not the no kids, because they keep bugging me when I'm trying to take a shower. But why don't you try that? Also, create a routine. Make sure you have a daily routine, exercise, good diet, etc. Make sure you find what somebody's telling you of interest. Okay, if your wife is nagging at you about something, and I apologize using the stereotype, but maybe you need to find out how that would benefit you. So if she's complaining about the lawn, maybe figure out how you can make this jive with what it needs to, so you'll listen and then you won't forget. You know, when we talk about memory techniques, that's one of the things we do. Try to make it pertinent to you. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect conditions, can be buried up to 30 feet, and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right. Thank you for tuning in. This is the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Robert asked about St. John's wort for ADHD. And we were just about going into what natural remedies people can use for ADHD if they can't go to the doctor and take medication. Now, none of the herbal over-the-counter remedies, again, that are FDA approved that I know. So I don't know of any non-pharmaceutical treatments for ADHD. All I know is pharmaceutical-wise, we use something that stimulates you. because when you're stimulated, you seem to do better. That's why many of you self-medicate with caffeine. You're like, I can't get through this. Let me get my coffee. You drink your coffee, and you're able to then get through the morning, possibly get through the day. So many of you use caffeine to wake yourselves up, help you clear your head, focus, etc. Does that mean you have ADHD? No. No, it doesn't. You know, I mean, it just means that you need that little bit of stimulation to stay attentive. I still don't want to slap you with that psychological disorder. So herbal things that have been brought up have been lemon balm, chamomile, valerian root, skullcap, passion flower, hops, etc. And then St. John's wort. Now, St. John's wort is very similar to the SSRIs, where it helps increase your body's serotonin. Many times we diagnosed you with depression if you had trouble paying attention and concentrating. We didn't diagnose you with attention deficit. We said, well, you're depressed. If you're depressed, you really don't care. You're not going to want to focus. And so we treated you with a Paxil or Zoloft or selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor, Lexapro, etc. And we found that you concentrated more. So St. John's wort, which is an over-the-counter preparation that's supposed to help your serotonin, but we don't know how much you're getting, seems to do the same, allegedly. Again, nobody's studying it because if no one's going to make money on the product. You know, you could say, well, why doesn't one of the St. John's wort companies do that? Because they don't want to do a study and have you buy somebody else's brand if they're 4 cents cheaper. You know, that's the whole problem with these over-the-counters. So, you know, drinking coffee, drinking tea, or because of the hyperactivity, taking valerian root, kava, you know, again, I think we're attacking the wrong thing. We have a problem in this day and age with focusing and staying focused and being patient and waiting. Patience is a virtue. They're right. It is. And my theory is we are so ADD and impatient and inattentive that we are getting bombarded with more and more stimuli. We're getting our food too quickly, right? We're microwaving food that should be baked and cooked and sauteed. We're getting texts that don't even have English in, you know, mixed in, no emotion, and we're computerarily communicating with each other, very dry, very matter of fact, very coldly. We're not thinking, we're not taking any time to think and peruse and brood and create and reflect, such that we're not using our mind. All day long, we're being given things that are being inputted, and we're not processing because we don't give us any time to process. We're too busy reading Facebook. You don't even have time to read a Facebook post because you want to get the next Facebook post. I don't know if any of you guys have Facebook or Twitter, but while you're trying to read the damn thing, you get beat that there's a new tweet, new Facebook. So you feel like you have to hurry to see the next ones before you even process what you read. Whatever happened to sitting back with a book, sitting back with an article and reading? You know, you guys, I notice when you watch news, you're being hit with commentary before you even have a chance to think about the story that you were just given. We hear about North Korea and them starting to, you know, step up their arms. And before we could even try to think this sucker through, we're already being told the commentary by the news. Osama bin Laden was killed. The minute that information was broke, before we could even think about it and break it down and comprehend, we were told the body was already thrown into the ocean. I mean, things are happening so quickly. I was like, wait a second. You're telling us Osama bin Laden was just killed, and now you're telling us there's no body? You threw the body overboard that quickly? What's going on here? I don't even believe it. I don't believe that they would have that quickly dumped the body. Yeah, I think they probably brought it back to America, and they're studying him, and they're, you know, and remember what I told you. I think there's about five or six Osama bin Laden. So Osama bin Laden died, I don't know how many times in the last 10 years. So I think the next one is, you know, being dressed up, et cetera, and, you know, I don't know, unless they're going to be done with Osama bin Laden because they claim it's done. But the body was thrown in the ocean, so nobody could take a look. There could be no closure. We don't have any closure on anything. We don't have any reflection. We don't have any time to think. That's the way we're given our news. No time to think. No wonder. No wonder we're all turning ADD. You know, I mean, when I first started radio, I remember how radio used to be. And so you would throw out a topic and you would let that topic debate. And you would just let that topic debate and let it kind of stew, you know. But I was told early on to have a variety of topics and to not let one topic stick because patients, listeners won't sit and listen to it. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? I mean, let's really put some quality into what we're learning, what we're discussing. Not this half-assed, here's the story, let's move on. And you know, some stories like HLN or CNN, some of you think is overdoing the Jody Arias. Some of you are thinking that's just right up your alley. They're dissecting the crap out of that story. And so, you know, what I would suggest to any of you that are struggling with the possible diagnosis of attention deficit, before you jump to the medications, before, I want you to actually reflect. Stop for a minute and reflect. I know that's hard because you don't have any time. Your Facebook is going off. Your Twitter is going off. Fine. Stop and put all electronics aside and reflect and go, what is it? Is it that you're bored? Is it that you're depressed? Is it you're, you know, not really liking the wife too much, so whatever she says, you tune out? All right? There's ways to not tune out the spouse. You know, I had a conversation kind of similar to my husband. I'm like, look, I notice you aren't listening. You're forgetting everything I tell you. Is it because, you know, I'm saying the same thing? What is the best way for me to communicate with you? How should I bring something up so it catches your attention? Because I'm telling you important stuff, and I think you're tuning me out. I had that conversation with my husband. He's like, oh, I don't tune you out. And I go, no, I'm not going to be insulted by that. You know, everybody, I tune my mom out. We all tune each other out. But if I have something important to tell you or to send you, how should I do this so you don't tune me out? Because after you're married to somebody for 16 years, you do. I started to email him important things. He started tuning out the emails. And I'm like, honey, I sent you this. This was important. I don't send you BS spam emails. But because it came from me, he tuned it out. I'm not mad at him. I understand psychology, so I get that. My mom, too. My mom, though, she sends me tons of emails that I ignore. It's like the boy who cried wolf. She finally sends me something important. I blow it off because she sends me so much stuff. All right? You know, stop and communicate with your spouse or communicate with your kids. Why are we tuning each other out? What is it about your boss that's causing you to tune him out? Because it may not be that you have psychological attention deficit and you need to dope up. It may just be you need to retrain yourself to focus. And if we retrain ourselves to focus, maybe I don't have a lisp when I speak about it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Dr. Ali.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There, you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.